7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it is going to be a nice day. It may be a little bit cold where you live, but things are changing. And, for example, if you live in Maine, this is Maple Syrup Sunday. And there's something that you can do today with the kids. Go on the Internet and just type in State of Maine Maple Sunday. And all of the sugar houses in Maine are open this weekend. And you can bring the kids in and they'll show you how they tap the trees and get the syrup and how they boil it and get the beautiful syrup that they make to put on your pancakes and French toast. That's a sign that spring is here. And maple syrup is always better if we have some warm days and some cold nights, so the tree has a chance to recover, builds up the pressure, and when it warms up, whoosh, pushes it out again. So, lots to do. Go to your nurseries. Go to your greenhouses. You know what I like? Walking into a greenhouse, I wear glasses. I walk into the greenhouse, and they all fog over. I know I'm walking into heaven when that happens. That's a sign that spring is coming. The greenhouse is humid. It gets you excited. So start to get excited about the arrival of spring. Doesn't matter where you live. It is coming. Opening day, 5 days away also. Another sign that we'll be in the yard before long. So don't give up. If you need some help, call me, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Barbara from Rochester, New Hampshire, who has a question about a smoke tree.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have a smoke tree, which is probably 10 feet high in one branch, but it's a very thick branch, about 5 inches round. And then we have a lot of little ones all around it. But it seems to be taking over and leaning. It's very heavy. I was wondering, should I trim it?
Well, if you don't, it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And because it is bending in one direction, it may not have happened this year, but it could happen a year or two from now where the snow could build up on it, and then it would break. So pruning it to control the height, and when you prune it back like that, it will send energy to the side buds, make it become wider, and that will make it a lot stronger than going straight up in the air. So what you're going to have to do is to walk up to that plant and say, listen, I'm doing this for your own good. And right now, the buds haven't opened, so the energy hasn't been used. So if you've got a plant that's, let's say, 10 feet, you could take 3 feet right off the top. Just cut the top 3 feet right off of it. And then if it looks like it's flat, then prune back the tips of some of the little side shoots to give it a more rounded appearance than a flat top on it. Put 3-4 handfuls of fertilizer around it, something like Plant Tone, and that smoke bush will bush out and produce shoots from the base of the plant to make it multi-stemmed rather than just a single trunk. And that way it's less likely to flip over. And again, when you get a plant that's growing straight up like that and it's not accustomed to being and it starts to bend over, all it takes is one heavy, wet snow and goodbye. So prune it, and that will stimulate side branches. It will make the stem, the main trunk, also become thicker to make that stronger at the same time. Very good question and very timely. Now's the time to get out the pruners and the loppers. If you're saying, well, I got nothing to do yet. If you have a privet hedge in front of your house and hasn't been pruned in a few years, today is your day to get out there and prune that privet hedge. Any evergreen, non-flowering plant, yews, junipers, hemlock, arborvitae, need to be pruned at this time of the year while it's dormant. That way you don't waste any energy. But anything that doesn't flower, now is the time to say, hey, let's make you look better. If you have planted some trees on your property for shade, and it's growing straight up like a pencil, and it's not producing side shoots, it may be time to cut the leader on that plant to force it to develop side shoots. So think about that. Give it a good pruning. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is David from New Hampshire, who has a question about bulbs.
David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Last
morning.
Last fall, I think it was early December, they were pushing out these bulbs, so I bought a couple boxes of them. They're crocuses and daffodils. There's quite a few of them, 30 and 45, I think. We got a blast of cold weather before snow. The ground was frozen, so I put them in the cellar. It's damp, it's dirt. And I checked them this spring, and they still look viable. Can I do anything with those, or should I throw them out?
Well, the first thing you want to do before you waste any time, take one bulb that looks good, take a sharp knife, cut it in half, and look and see what's happening on the inside. There's a little baby plant in the very center of that bulb. And when you cut into it, if the little baby plant is still green, there's a possibility. If the baby plant is brown, then just toss them all. If they feel firm, if there's still some moisture to the bulb, then you can plant them. Crocuses right now, you should have buds coming out on them. So if it's just a brown growth, there's no white buds beginning to emerge from it, definitely cut it in half. Before you go through all the energy and the work to dig holes and to spread them all in, check them first. If there's moisture, if there's a little green plant on the inside, get them in the ground. Some of them, like tulips, for example, I'd be willing to bet, and possibly on daffodils, that if you haven't planted them by now, the plant will still grow. The flower will not develop because the flower has dried out due to a lack of roots pulling moisture into the bulb. But a bulb like a crocus or a grape hyacinth, a scilla, your smaller bulbs that have a much thicker skin, they have a better chance of surviving. So just sacrifice one or two. See what they look like on the inside before you waste your time and energy. And if there's moisture, there's a green plant on the inside, plant it. If not, into the compost pile. Better luck next year. But at least you'll get the compost value of it in your compost pile. Thank you for the call. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Catherine from Maine, who has a question about a frozen cactus.
Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I really enjoyed listening. You have a great fund of knowledge, and you're a very good teacher.
Thank you.
And I was listening one day when you gave this woman information about a Christmas cactus that hadn't bloomed in a couple of years. And you told her to put it outside and then bring it in to a very dark place, no light at all. Now, I live on a condo on the ocean, and I have a porch. And I have kept it on the porch during the daytimes. There are two screens that are open. I usually cover them up at nighttime, and a couple of nights I did not do that. And I just noticed that I'm having these brown blemishes and brown spots and indentations on the leaves. It's like a frozen green pepper would look, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no heat on that porch, Catherine?
Oh, there is during the day. I mean, sometimes it's 80 degrees out here during the daytime. And
yeah,
it gets
but
a
at
lot
night,
of heat.
At night, there's no heat.
No.
Yeah, see, that's part of the problem. This time of the year, the Christmas cactus should be brought in. Just to give you an idea, my house in Kennebunk right now outside is 23 degrees. The porch during the day could be 75, but at night is when you get the problem. I'll talk a little bit more after this break. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead. The line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to help you with your garden. You're going to start to think positive about everything that's happening out there. Now, we're talking with Catherine, and she has a Christmas cactus that she left out on the porch. During the day, Catherine, the porch does get nice. And, I mean, I'm not doubting you because I'm the same way. My back porch in my house in Maine, during the winter, to keep the snow out, it's a screen porch. I put plastic up on the inside, and that way it can store all the patio furniture there. This time of the year, when the sun comes up, goes through that plastic, and that room warms up beautiful to a point where we leave the door from the living room to the back porch open, and all that heat and that smell of moisture comes into the house, and it really is a good smell. But at night, it gets cold, and this year, it's totally different than last year. Last year, in New England, the very first week of April, we had temperatures in the 80s and low 90s. Absolutely crazy. This year, here it is, the last week in March, we're still in the 20s. Boston area had snow this week three times. Didn't build up, but it snowed. Where Dawn lives in Minnesota, they had 3 to 4 inches of snow after a good rainstorm. So winter has not released its grip over the whole country. In the south, yes, Florida is warmer than normal. Washington, D.C., the cherry blossoms are in bloom. From Florida to Washington, there's a wisteria that's coming and growing wild on the side of the road. Confederate jasmine is in bloom. You know, the dogwoods are becoming in bloom in Georgia. And it's moving your way if you live in the north. You've got to be patient. And garden books are written as a guide for the average. And that way, you never know what's going to happen, but you use it as a guide. A garden journal is great. You write down what you did every year. That way you can compare with the new season. So maybe a garden journal is something good for you, but if you want to keep plants on your porch, during the day, that's wonderful. But by supper, you need to bring those plants inside the house for the night. And then maybe late morning, around lunchtime, you can put it back out there for a few hours. But a Christmas cactus in northern part of the country has to be a tropical plant, treated like a houseplant. So whether you live in New York, Minnesota, even if you lived in the Carolinas, you can't leave tropical plants outside during February, March, sometimes not even during April. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Amber, who has a question about mulch.
Amber, good morning. How can we help you with your mulch this morning?
Yes, I just called back. You would give me advice between the stone mulch and regular Bach mulch. So, but I had an additional question. My beds have a combination. They have spirea, some Korean lilac. They have some pine and so on. So I'm not really sure if the stone will work for that because of the heat. But my second part of that, more importantly, is that I have a lot of beds. I had put down the fabric. It was professionally done, and it's about 10 years old now. And the fabric's all torn up, and all the weeds are coming through, and that's probably what's leading me to thinking, you know, every year we just kill ourselves weeding all of this. So I'm thinking, if it is regular Bach mulch that I should be staying with here, is there a way to really do it right? You know, I need to put more in there anyhow, but, you know, with all the torn up fabric and the weeds and, you know, how shall I go about that? And if you could first answer if the stone would be applicable if you have a mixed plant material in there.
Yeah. You can use stone for a mix. The only plants that do not do well in stone mulch are broadleaf evergreens. So azaleas, rhododendron, holly, boxwood, you want them. It's anything that has a broadleaf that stays on the plant during the winter, because what happens is rock absorbs heat. So it could be a cold winter day, but sunny. The sun is absorbed into the rock. It warms up the ground and then freezes at night. And this freezing and thawing can create a problem. So as long as it's not a broadleaf evergreen, things like flowering crabs, like burning bush, like spirea, lilacs, no problem. But what you're going to have to do is to clean them properly first. And then there is a product, and I'll tell you right after.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Amber, and she has a stone bed and having a lot of problems with the weeds. Landscape fabric is underneath the rock, and they're still coming through. The fabric has been there 10 years, so it's probably breaking down. Now, it's going to be one hell of a job if you're going to have to break all the stone out and put new landscape fabric down. I mean, it's going to take a lot of work on your part. What I would do is to try and cut out where the landscaping fabric is coming to the surface. Put a new layer of stone mulch to make the bed look finished and clean looking. And then what I want you to do is go to your local garden center, and I want you to ask them to get a product called Start and Grow. Now, Start and Grow is made by a company called Fertiloam. And Start and Grow is a fertilizer that you could put on that bed for your plants but it contains something called dimension. And let me spell it for you. D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N. Dimension is a pre-emergent weed and grass herbicide, which means it's going to kill the seed of grasses as well as broadleaf weed plants in the ground before they germinate. So weed the bed, clean it up, refresh the stone, then apply the Start and Grow made by Fertilome. And it will fertilize what's there, your shrubs, your trees, but it will create a barrier to kill the weeds and prevent them from developing into a problem. Well, this time of the year, we're trying to get the yard ready. It's also a time to think about the birds. And I've asked Deanne to join us this morning to tell you about what's happening. The birds are beginning to move in. And that's a good sign. The weather's changing. The days are getting longer. And it's bringing us new birds as well as new challenges. And I thought Deanne could help you with that. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm feeling a lot better. I had a wicked cold. You can still hear my nasals are all plugged up. But at least I'm feeling better and I'm motivated to get back outside.
Oh, aren't we all? Spring cannot come soon enough.
It really can't. And I've been spending a lot of time inside due to my cold. I've been watching the birds, and I'm noticing some new ones arriving to the feeder. And I was wondering, you know, we've had that same feeder going now since the fall. Is this a good time, Deanne, to empty the bird feed that's in there, bring the bird feeder in the house, and wash it?
Oh, spring cleaning, that's the time. I have several different feeders at home, so I can easily rotate feeders out. So I'll take my main feeders down and put out a temporary one so the birds always have something. But bring those feeders in. If they can come apart, great. And wash them down with some nice hot water. And you could use a very mild dish detergent, or you could use white vinegar and really scrub them down nice and clean. And then let them air dry.
I notice with a couple of my tube feeders, and usually it's been cold and snowy when I go out there, I'll just shake and try and remove as much of the built-up seed that got stuck to the feeder out. But I'm noticing now that, especially on a tube feeder, between the little ports, the stuff that's built up is starting to get moldy. That really should come out, shouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because mold, it can be toxic, and it'll just, it'll infect your entire feeder and make the food there bad for your birds to eat. So, yeah, you want to get that out of there.
Okay, folks, you heard it from the expert. Clean the bird feeders and then put some fresh seed in. Now, what kind of birds are beginning to migrate north, Deanne?
Well, you're going to start seeing your tanagers, your towhees, your cappers, your orioles. There's a whole slew of birds that are going to start moving north, and this is very exciting. Keep an eye out there. I get the rosy-breasted grosbeaks every year, and it's just, I can't wait. I'm just bursting at the seams.
Is there a seed that Wild Delight makes that we can add to one of our feeders to help to encourage, or can we just throw some seed on the ground or on a platform to try and encourage these new birds to come into our yard?
A platform feeder is really good at this time of the year. And what I'd like to use is we make a mix called fruit and berry, and that's got apples, raisins, cranberries, blueberries, and cherries in there. Because a lot of these birds that are migrating really like fruit. So if you can put that out on a platform feeder, oh, that would be like a smorgasbord for them.
Now, if somebody doesn't have room for a platform feeder, can they just take like a wooden box, stand it up on its end, and put feed on top of that?
Absolutely. You can use any type of table that, you know, you can just spread some seed out on. But, you know, you always check it after it rains because, that, you know, tables aren't going to drain, you know, so you want to make sure the seed doesn't get too wet and soggy and then get moldy. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen people use old picnic tables, old, you know, old crates, anything that with a flat surface that they could just plop right down out in their garden.
Now, tell me, what makes this berry mix so unique that Wild Delight makes?
Well, because we actually put fruit in there. There's so much deception out there, and that's why I always stress everybody, read the label. Know what it is you're buying. So many companies just spray like a fruit scent on there, which does absolutely nothing to attract birds. All it does is it makes it smell pretty for the people who are buying it. If you want fruit in the mix, make sure that you can actually see the fruit.
Now, other than, you know, adding some berries, like with this mix, what else can we start doing that maybe we haven't done? Should we increase suet? Should we bring out the bird bath? What are other ways that we can get the birds to come into our yards?
I mean, it's springtime. It's definitely spring cleaning. You want to clear your area, get up all the old shelves and stuff like that. Clean your bird bath. Absolutely. It's almost time for me to take in my heated bird bath and put out just my regular bird bath, scrub them down all nice and clean, because water is an absolute must all year round. But also, I have to start thinking about bringing out my jelly feeder, because I get the orioles in my area, and they love that grape jelly. So I have a feeder that has a dish for the jelly, and it also has a couple of prongs on it for me to put orange halves on it. So it's almost time for that. So I got to start digging that out and getting that all nice and clean and ready. So there's a lot of things going on now. That's why it's such an exciting time of the year. Leave the suet out. The oriole loves the suet as well. There's so many birds that eat suet. So just because it's not winter, don't take it down. Leave it out.
Now, you were saying we should clean the bird baths. I put my bird bath out last week. And you know, just filled it full of water. It did freeze, but I'll tell you, when you get a nice day, it thaws right around the edges, and the birds will come in, and they'll peck at that flaking ice, and they'll get the moisture out of it. Before people fill it full of water, what do you recommend that people use to clean the bird bath? Because, you know, there may have been a little bit of green mold on there from last year, and I don't want to use anything that could hurt the birds.
Absolutely. Like I said, you could use an extremely mild dish detergent, very mild, very diluted, hot water, or white vinegar. White vinegar is very safe, and it helps clean all that mold and green slime out. And get a brush and scrub it down real good, and then rinse it with hot water, and you're ready to go.
Okay. Because what I did is my birth bath, when I put it away, I guess I didn't drain it properly, so it stayed wet for a long time, and it did turn green. I took some of that what do you call it? It's like a liquid bleach and cleaner. It's got maybe Clorox and SOS type products in it.
Right.
And cleaned it really good with that, and it came off pretty good. And then I rinsed it. But is that going to create a problem?
Well, you've got to make sure you rinse it, because, you know, anything with bleach, you know, when you use bleach, you can feel like a little bit of slimy residue.
Yep.
You almost feel slimy on stuff. And if you're going to use it, you got to make sure you really, really rinse it off. That's why I kind of shy away from anything with bleach, because I'm so afraid it's going to leave that little bit of that slimy feeling on there if you don't rinse it well. So that's why I stick with just like a mild dish detergent or white vinegar, because that'll rinse right off.
Okay. Now, we've got the bird feeder cleaned. We got new fresh food in it. We're bringing in a new blend of seed with fruit in it to get the birds in. And a jelly feeder, we'll just have to look around to find that. How about the birdhouse? What should we do for birdhouses that have been there for a while, or maybe we bought a new one? What's the right exposure and maybe even the height for a birdhouse?
You know, there's, you know, it's always good to have a selection of birdhouses in your yard. You know, little ones, bigger ones. I usually, birdhouses, I'm sorry, are about, I would say about 6 to 8 feet off the ground. I try and make sure they're facing east to southeast so they get that morning sun and they're protected, because a lot of your bad weather comes from the north and the west. So you don't want it blowing in the opening. And I just got them assorted throughout the yard. Now, if a bird doesn't like an area, well, you know, you just change it next year. You move them around. But what you should do is check them every spring. And if a bird had made a nest in there last year, clean it out. You know, get all that old stuff out. And then what you do is you can provide them with new nesting materials, different yarns, strings, cottons, you know, any type of little twigs and straw. I use dog hair. I put my dog's hair out, and they just love that. And they can go and build new nests.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was at the vet, and we were talking exactly about, you know, spring's coming, and we got to talk about the birds, and the woman at the vet said to me, you know, when you have your dog groomed next week, we can save all of the fur, and you can put that on the ground when the birds get active. And I said, why would I want to put dog hair? And she said, the dog hair does not absorb moisture, and it's better for them to line their nests when they're making. And it really surprised me, but it does. Yeah. So she said to me, what you may even want to think about doing is, when you go to the groomer with your dog, ask the woman or the man who grooms your dog if you can have a bag full of hair and just leave it in clumps so that the birds can get it for their nest. See, and can you hold on a second? We're going to take a quick break. And we'll talk a little bit more about getting ourselves and the birds acclimated to a new season in your yard and the benefits as far as bugs being a lot less common.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at True Value Hardware and your local garden center.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
With Scott's 4-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the 4 bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with 4 feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with CN. She is our bird lady on the Paul Parent Garden Club. She's from Wild Delight, and she really is a true delight to have on the radio with her enthusiasm about birding in your backyard. And we've been trying to tell you, you know, spring is here. There's a lot of new birds coming, giving you some ideas. One of the things, CN, that I did yesterday, I was starting to clean off some of my bird feeders. I've been using primary sunflower. Right. I did have a feeder that had some millet seed in it. And while I was out, I bought a 5-pound bag of your thistle seed. And,
okay.
And yesterday I mixed the thistle with the sunflower and with the millet blend that I had. And just now looked out the window and noticed it is covered with all kinds of different finches. So they must really like that thistle seed.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of their favorites. And the goldfinches are starting to get their yellow back. And this is so exciting. They're going to really start popping out at the feeders.
Yeah, I did notice that they were really kind of a greeny yellow in color. And they are beginning to get brighter and brighter. And, you know, we may not have too many flowers in bloom in our yard right now, especially where I live.
So to see yellow flying around the yard, to me, that's a little bit of color that's much needed at this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're just so sick and tired of the snow, and we just want to see the color and the life in our yards.
Yeah, it does make a big difference. Tell us about Wild Delight's website, Cianne.
It's www.wilddelight.com, and we've got a whole lot of information in there about birds, our product. We even have a birders club where you can join and blog people across the country and ask different birding questions. So it is a really nice interactive site.
Yeah, it's good. That way, if you're having a problem in your yard with a certain bird not coming or being overproductive, you can go on that website and you can put that information out there and people will email you back.
They'll respond and give you their input of how they handle the problem.
So it's like a birding Facebook.
Right. And you know what? And we're also on Facebook as well. You can friend us or like us, and you can actually get some coupons to buy the product.
Oh, that's great. That is
absolutely
a great thing to. And you can find Wild Delight at most of the independent garden centers, feed and grain stores.
Absolutely. We have a retail store locator on our website. Just punch in your zip code, and it'll bring up everybody in your area.
The one thing that I want you to explain to our listeners is you are the only company that I know that does something very unique to their bird food. You have many, many blends, something for cardinals, something for finches, this beautiful fruit and berry blend, straight sunflower, you know, all kinds of different things. But you as a company have done something that no other company has done before. You have added things to your bird food mix that's unheard of in the industry. Tell us about what you've done that nobody else has.
Well, the mix is, I'm very proud of, you know, working for this company. We put a great deal of pride into what we make. And, you know, it's a very clean formula. We take all that dust stuff that, you know, accumulates in your feeders and clogs it up and stuff. We get rid of that, and we're naturally preserved. We don't use that BHA, BHT, or phosphoquin, so we're naturally preserved with mixed tocopherols, but we put in vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and electrolytes. Just as human beings need to supplement their diet because of the daily stresses of life, so do the birds. So you find the vitamin E's and C's and B's and all the amino acids and calcium in there. And calcium is real important at this time of the year because they're going to be nesting and laying eggs, and calcium helps with that egg production, so it's got a nice, good, strong shell on it, so they have healthy babies.
Cianne, as always, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate
all your
enthusiasm. And folks, get out there. Let's get the bird feeders ready for the arrival of the new, just like new plants coming into bloom, new birds are headed in your yard.